So this first individual that we're exposing today, this is a pedophile. He's probably racist too, though. There's no video for this one. I'm going to see if I can pull up some video, though, for it. But so this is a 71-year-old retired Kennebunk. That's K-E-N-N as in Nancy, E-Bunk. So it's Kennebunk police officer Andrew Belisle, B-E-L-I-S-L-E, has been charged with raping a 14-year-old boy between June of 2019 and October of 2020. This for a Kennebunk police officer has been charged with raping a 14-year-old boy between June of 2019 and October of 2020. I'm gonna see if I can pull some video up here real quick so y'all can hear this bullshit.
Retired from the Kennebunk Police Department just a couple of years ago, is now facing charges he sexually assaulted a minor. A Cumberland County grand jury indicted Andrew Belisle back in December. He was arraigned today, where he entered pleas of not guilty to charges of unlawful sexual contact, two counts of sexual abuse of a minor, and one count of unlawful sexual touching. This is a photo from an article in the Portland Press Herald when Belisle retired after 45 years in law enforcement back in 2020.
Oh, just on some side note real quick, because I was just scrolling through my laptop pulling this next video up, right? And for those of you who are familiar with Rudy Gobert, he plays for the Minnesota Timberwolves for the NBA. He recently came out with a statement revealing that his family on his mother's side didn't want him around because he was black. You know, I think Rudy Gobert is French. Is he French, babe?
I think so.
I think he's French. Well, you know, people were upset at him about the COVID shit. He was like touching the microphones and shit like that. Thought it was a joke. But anyways, it says Rudy Gobert reveals that his family on his mother's side, his mom's white, did not want him around because of his skin color. Quote, he says, "We don't want that baby in our house." That's what his white mother said. Yeah, that's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had a similar situation, but thank God, you know, my child's family, like when my son was born, you know, it kind of pulled the family together, you know what I mean? Because like they hated all of us, it seemed like at first. I'm sure they still did, you know, obviously, but like I'm saying, it did bring the families closer to each other, you know, the child. But in this instance, it didn't. Like the mom was still like, "Nah, fuck that, I don't want you around," type shit. So yeah, I just thought that was interesting. So those want to check into some more of that, because I'm not going to spend too much time on it. I just wanted to put it out there. Yeah, but Rudy Gobert, yeah, go check that story out. It's pretty interesting. Okay, so let's get ready for this next one. This is some straight up horrendous BS right here. So, here we go.
Right now, a troubling story about a Richardson teacher in jail right now. Police say he had sex with a 15-year-old McKinney boy. It is how they met that every parent needs to know. Our partners at the Dallas Morning News were first to report on Roger Kessler's arrest. If that's not shocking enough,
police white guy, glasses, pedophile.
NBC 5 Scott Gordon live in Richardson with this horrible story for us. Scott.
Well, Meredith, Kessler was a teacher here at RISD Academy. Tonight he's accused of using an app on his smartphone called Grindr to hook up with a 15-year-old boy. Police say the teenager never knew that Kessler is HIV positive. Roger Kessler is held on a $250,000 bond, charged with sexual assault of a child. Police say it happened on Wednesday after Kessler would have finished working at RISD Academy, where he taught music for the past 14 years. According to police, Kessler used the hookup app Grindr to meet a 15-year-old McKinney boy. Kessler's arrest warrant says when the teen's mother arrived home, she saw Kessler leaving her house, thought he was a burglar, and held him on the ground until officers arrived. On his phone, officers saw messages between him and the boy.
Well, I will say, he's lucky. See, that's some white privilege. Let me point out the white privilege, though. When they had him in the house, If that would have been a black dude, they would have killed him in the house. Burglary, they thought somebody was breaking in the house, he would have been dead. But just the fact that his white skin, they saw that white skin, is just a test. Even though he was on some bullshit, just them seeing that white skin kept them from killing him.
The boy, my dad, isn't home. Kessler, is your mom home right now? Later questioned by detectives, police say Kessler admitted meeting the teen four times for sex and told investigators they used protection except for once. He never told the boy he had HIV. The Richardson School District released a statement saying Kessler has been suspended and noting that the case does not involve a Richardson student.
You know that actually happened here in Milwaukee? Where it was, I forgot the name of the fucking nightclub. I'm gonna look that up. Cause there was a nightclub here, it was a real popular nightclub. I think it was off of Capitol. Back maybe like in the early 2000s maybe. And there was this dude, I don't know, no, it was either a guy, I'm gonna have to look. It was either a dude or a woman, but they were intentionally like meeting people and having sex with the people. And they knew they had AIDS at the time they were doing it. And they were going out to this club and they were having sex with people and shit. And then it all ended up getting found out and shit. Because the place ended up closing down. I don't know if that's why it closed down, but yeah, I'm going to do some digging into that. But I do faintly remember it. I was locked up when all that shit was happening because I remember seeing it and hearing about it on the news and shit. But yeah, I'm going to dig into that. For y'all from Milwaukee that are listening that kind of might be familiar with what I'm talking about, yeah, I'm going to look that up, though, and do a later podcast on that. That shit was cold. All right, y'all. Here's some more racist BS. So this carries over into the music industry. Because you know black people created rock and roll and all that shit, right? I know people don't like hearing that. And I'm not a rock and roll person. But I've looked it up too, and it's true. So I will play this clip. We're gonna actually watch it together and see what they're talking about together. But here we go. I believe this clip. So I'll read it what it says. It says, so this is from the Exposed Racists and Pedos website, in case y'all are wondering where I'm getting this from. So it says, rock and roll is black American music. Okay? Which it is. Per capitas, we're not happy when Elvis Presley began singing black American or rock and roll music. They have always expressed disdain for black American music before embracing and stealing it. Okay? And what else does it say? What else it says? Okay, that's all it says. Okay. So that's basically a black individual saying kind of what I was saying, that, you know, black people invented rock and roll as well. You know what I'm saying? But we don't get a lot of credit for it and stuff like that. So I think this video, as we're going to play it, is of a white man. This video is black and white, so it's from the... Because there's actually a sign on his car saying... It's hard to see, but it said, I can see where it says white customers only. It looks like he's in a neighborhood, and I see it looks like he has this poster or picture or whatever, like, mounted to the front of his car. And it says, white customers only. And then there's some audio, so I'll stop blabbing. This is what this white guy is saying.
We've set up a 20-man committee to do away with this vulgar, animalistic, nigger rock and roll bop.
Hear this shit, baby?
Our committee will check with the restaurant owners and the cafes to see what Presley Records is on their machines, and then ask them to do away with them.
You've learned anything from the criticism leveled at you?
No, I haven't.
You haven't,
because I don't feel I'm doing anything wrong.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Rock and roll.
So he was made aware of it. He was made aware of it, and he was like, nah, I ain't doing shit wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Bullhead's got to go. And go it does at KWK. We're all through playing rock and roll records. This week is record-breaking week here at KWK.
And after this week, no more rock and roll will be played on the air.
The obscenity and vulgarity of the rock and roll music is obviously a means by which the white man and his children can be driven to the level with a nigger. It is obviously nigger music.
You hear what that bitch said? He says, since they agree that it is our music, they're going to stop playing rock and roll on there. Even white artists, because they don't want to have nothing to do with it. That's cold-blooded shit. That's why my podcast is called Cold World. Dress warm, y'all. Okay, I'm going to pull some more videos up. Pour me a cup of coffee. Hopefully y'all cool with listening to some Miles Davis just for a minute or something. I'll be right back, y'all. Wanna hear this crazy one, baby? So this is from, this happened June 18th, 1964. So this is a whites only pool, right? So there's no video, audio of this, but I'm explaining it as best as I can. So basically, it's a racist hotel manager, and they're showing a photo of him pouring muriatic acid. It says, racist motel manager James Brock pours muriatic acid in the Monson Motor Lodge swimming pool to get black swimmers out of the pool. June 18, 1964. So I'm going to go look this up, you know what I'm saying, and see if I can pull some video up. Y'all think I'm lying and shit. Look it up. Racist motel manager James Brock pours muriatic acid in the Monson Motor Lodge swimming pool to get black swimmers up out the pool. June 18, 1964. And there's a photo. There's four black people in the pool, and there's one white dude in there. And then you can see the white dude, he's walking by. He looks like a cop. He's got glasses on, and he's got a bottle. It looks like a milk carton in his right hand. He's walking past the pool, and he's just like dropping it in there. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, look, baby, real quick. Look at what this racist punk is doing.
I kind of remember.
Dude, you probably saw a crime story on it. My baby probably saw an episode. They probably, you know what? Because you know, like on that Law and Order, they turn a lot of those, like a lot of their episodes are based off real things. I could see that being like an episode. Let's see what this one is, y'all. Oh, by the way, we're playing We Got the Wiz on in the background. Somebody needs to tell Giannis Antetokounmpo that there's a black version of the Wizard of Oz. Y'all remember when he dressed up as the Wizard of Oz? His girlfriend was dressed up as White Dorothy. He was dressed up. What was Giannis dressed up as? Scarecrow?
Was he the lion, I think.
Oh, yeah, yep. Giannis was dressed up as the lion. And then I think he only had one child at the time, maybe. I'm gonna pull that picture up. Y'all go check that out. And I'm not shitting. The Wizard of Oz was a good ass movie too. Okay, I'm not hating on The Wizard of Oz. That was a good ass fucking movie. I remember watching when I was a kid and all that shit. But I'm saying The Wiz is a better version of that to me. You know what I'm saying? But when he was dressed up as that, and that goes into the, like, he's not a black American, you know, American. He's from Nigeria and Greek, so his blackness, his whole experience is different than someone over here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so we can get all into that later, too, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he sure was out there marching and shit after George Floyd and them got killed. They went out there for like one day. Remember in the bubble, they didn't play that one game? I forgot who they were playing that day, but they didn't even play the game because of what the police brutality and shit all was going up there. They had went up to RCI and shit. They were playing ball. They were giving the inmates tennis shoes. They played basketball with them and stuff. And then poof, it was, you never seen or heard any more about that anymore. Like, it was like all that just stopped. It was like people were doing it because it was the thing to do almost. It was like, okay, you guys went to the prison one fucking time. You out marching one time. Like, man, let's keep that momentum going. Everyone, white and black people. Like, people are all upset with the Black Lives Matter. And I don't know all the ends, like, about to come. Like, they were spending money and buying and not and blah, 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 and all that stuff or whatever. But the meaning of the saying is still true. Black Lives Matter. Like, they do, like. The term still makes sense. To me, it does. But I did wonder, because like I was going to send... Remember back then, we were like wondering, we were going to like donate money to the organization, and we were wondering, like, who the hell do we send the money to? Like, but yeah, okay, here's another one, though. This is a cop arrested for child rape. This is Officer Dustin Keith Duncan, a Gainesville police officer, was charged with sexual abuse of a child. Officer Duncan was allowed to resign from the department. That's white privilege. Is that white privilege, baby?
Yes.
That's white privilege all damn day long. There's an example. That's part of the reason why I'm doing this shit. That's an example, right? I'm not doing it just to, I woke up this morning like, I'm gonna go on my laptop and just start fucking with white people. No. Doing it for a reason. That's white privilege. Dude's raping people and got to retire and shit. They should have been charged. He should have been hit with all the stuff before, you know what I'm saying? There's no way he should be able to get a pension. His bond was only set at $40,000 for raping a child. $40,000. People are crying about people getting a bail for an armed robbery or, you know, a burglary and shit. People are mad that people get PR bonds, signature bonds and shit for that. Officer Dustin Duncan was arrested Thursday. Officer Dustin Dumbass was arrested Thursday following an indictment for alleged indecency with a child by sexual contact, according to the Gainesville Police Department. I'm gonna see if I can pull some video up on this, y'all, so you can hear it. Give me a second.
A Gainesville police officer has been arrested for indecency with a child by sexual contact. According to the Gainesville Police Department, Officer Dustin Duncan submitted his resignation following his arrest, which is a second-degree felony. The Cook County Sheriff's Office has taken over the investigation. A federal class action lawsuit.
Okay. This next one we got is about pedophiles and perverts being in the Hollywood industry for quite a long time, y'all. So I'm gonna play this clip. And tell me what you think. Hold on.
When I got there with her mother, we were separated. She went into the office of Louis B. Mayer, and I went into the office of Arthur Freed.
This is Shirley Temple.
And he was going to talk to me about a movie he wanted to put me in. I'm 12 years old. And I thought he was a producer, but instead he was an exhibitor. And I'd never seen anyone naked before, except myself. So I had no clue about what was happening. So it struck me so funny, I laughed at him, and I laughed uproariously. I had tears, you know, and he got infuriated. And he said, out, go. So I went down, it was very quiet.
Can I have a smoke break?
In the lobby of the administration building, she came out very quietly from Louis B. Mayer's office, and we walked hand in hand silently to the car, which was unusual. We got in the car, driving home, I said, Mom, you won't believe what happened to me. And I told her what happened, and she got kind of quiet. She said, well, you don't know what happened to me.
Man, that's cold. But remember, that kind of happened to Drew Barrymore. Not the sexual abuse and all that stuff. But remember, like, when she was hanging out, like, when she was young, she was all going out to them clubs and stuff. Her mom was taking her out to them clubs and stuff when she was partying. What was those, Studio 54 and all them places? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Drew Barrymore. Because remember, she ended up becoming an alcoholic and shit. That's one thing I really respect about Drew Barrymore. I like her show too. It's only 30 minutes now. But, because she'd been through the ringer, you know what I'm saying? She was one of them childhood actresses that you just thought was just going to end up dead, or like a Lindsay Lohan. Mm-hmm. But she made it out that shit. I respect the shit out of Drew Barrymore. Yeah, she's one of my favorite whites. For real. I love the shit out of Drew Barrymore. I'm gonna light this cigarette up. Let's see, that was from CNN. Yeah, that was Shirley Temple. Actress Shirley Temple talks about pedophiles in Hollywood. That was a clip. I'm gonna play it back one more time because it was only 58 seconds. Y'all bear with me.
With my mother, we were separated. She went into the office of Louis B. Mayer, and I went into the office of Arthur Freed. And he was gonna talk to me about a movie he wanted to put me in. I'm 12 years old, you know. And I thought he was a producer, but instead he was an exhibitor. And I'd never seen anyone naked before, except myself. So I had no clue about what was happening. And so it struck me so funny, I laughed at him. And I laughed uproariously. I had tears, you know, and he got infuriated. And he said, out, 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 go.
Did you tell your mother?
Well, I went down. I was very quiet. I went down and met her in the lobby of the administration building. She came out very quietly from Louis B. Mayer's office. And we walked hand in hand silently to the car, which was unusual. We got in the car driving home. I said, Mom, you won't believe what happened to me. And I told her what happened, and she got kind of quiet. She said, well, you don't know what happened to me.
Yep. Let's see. Okay, I'm getting this next clip together. This is gonna be from the white homie. This is one of the good ones. Mr. Tim Wise. He's an author, he's a speaker, and he talks about racism and stuff. This white guy from, I believe he's from Cleveland. And he says a lot of good stuff. So I thought maybe it would be a little more interesting coming from a white guy's perspective. So I'm getting that to ready. And we got that Wiz in the background. That's the shit. I love the Wiz. Baby, I watch the Wiz so much, don't I? She likes the Wiz a lot though now. Obviously she knew what the Wiz was before she met me. Michelle's been around black people before. I'm not trust me. But I'm saying, like, I've been killing her with the Wiz. Alright, here's this clip though. We'll get this. This is Mr. Tim Wise, and he is talking about white privilege, race today, and affirmative action. And I believe this is from he was doing a public speaking at the University of Chicago a few years ago. So here we go.
The University of Chicago is the diversity of experience and perspectives of our students and scholars.
You good on
we
coffee,
value
baby?
People for their contributions, reject inequities based on class, race, gender identity, religion, nationality, disability, status, and other aspects of identity. Our community thrives when we recognize that our differences are a starting point for greater understanding.
This is your America, where no one believes that you're fighting for freedom because we've become the terrorists and created another holy war. Polarized politics, petrified Congress, wealth disparity in the mass is becoming conscious. I've lived here my whole life. I'm allowed to critique it. My only home is truth, and I will not live beneath it. I'm rising up, and I mean that, figuratively and mentally. Third eye open, and I see that this ain't meant to be. So kids, pick up a book, and gangsters, put down your gats. This is your America, and it's time to take it back.
The one thing that I've learned, probably more importantly than anything else, is that nobody really wants to have this kind.
This is Tim Wise right here. They had a, there was the lady speaker, and then they had a young man speaking. So this is Tim Wise right here.
Conversation. Nobody really wants to talk about race. Nobody really wants to deal with these issues. White folks don't want to deal with it. Folks of color don't want to deal with it. We have our own reasons for that, and they're not the same. Too oftentimes, we bring our lens to what we're saying and how we're thinking and how we're evaluating our social reality, and we don't even realize we have a lens. That even if you're a good person who does not intend to marginalize people, if you're not interrogating your lens, right, and how you see the world or how you see your community or how you see your college environment, right, it's very easy for you to end up perpetuating the marginalization of other people, even when you have all the best of intentions. That's the dirty little secret of racism. It has absolutely nothing to do in the modern era with your intent. It has nothing to do in the modern era with whether or not you're trying to hurt folks. Good people can perpetuate bad systems, and we do it every day. If you're not prepared to at least engage the reality of those ongoing disparities, however you might choose to interpret them, then it's going to be very hard to build a functional community in the 21st century. We have to understand that the only possible way forward as a country is multiracial, multicultural democracy. And if the University of Chicago is not prepared to get you ready for that, then you have to be prepared to get the University of Chicago ready for that. And you have to be prepared to fight for that every day. Thank you all so very much for being here. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Got a little more for you here. That was a super short clip. I want y'all to feel what he's saying. So I'll play a couple minutes of this, and then we're going to get back to the exposing racists and pedophiles. We'll do a couple more of those, and then it's going to be lunchtime. And we're going to do a little Earth Day cleaning up, and then Michelle's going to go help her daughter look for a place.
Know the history of the whole concept of whiteness, if you know the history of the whole concept of the white race, where it came from and for what reason, you know that it was a trick and it's worked brilliantly. See, prior to the mid to late 1600s in the colonies of what would become the United States, there was no such thing as the white race. Those of us of European descent did not refer to ourselves by that term really ever before then. In fact, in the old countries of Europe, we had spent most of our time killing each other. We didn't love each other. We weren't one big happy family. The side of my family that comes from Scotland, hell, they didn't even worry about fighting people outside of Scotland. Highlanders and Lowlanders just fought the hell out of each other. So there was no white race, but in the colonies of what would become the United States, what did we see in the 1660s, 1670s? We began to see that Africans of indentured servant status, many of them not enslaved yet, they were not necessarily permanently enslaved. Some were, others were indentured like many poor Europeans for periods of 7 to 11 years. They could work off their indenture and then they would be free labor technically. Realized, as did the white indentured servants, the Europeans who hadn't even been called white yet, that they had a lot of things in common, like the fact that they were all getting their clock cleaned by the elite. And so they would get together more than our history books taught us, to foment rebellion against the elite, to try to get a better deal for themselves on the basis of economic necessity and economic justice. And what did the elite do? When you see that you're outnumbered by black and white folks who are penniless, landless, peasants, you have to do one of two things. You either have to kill them all, but you can't do that because who's going to work? Rich folks weren't going to. They had to get poor people to work. The whole point was to be a person of leisure back in those days. That was the goal. Was not to work. So you couldn't kill them all. You didn't want to kill them all. You had to do the work yourself. You had to build your own levee, build your own house. No, pick your own tobacco, harvest your own cotton. No, we're not going to do any of that. So you can't kill them, but you can co-opt them. And so the elite in Virginia, for example, in the colony, begins to give certain carrots to people of European descent, saying things like, you know, we're going to let you own a little land, not much, but just a little, and we're going to get rid of indentured servitude. Now you're free labor, and by the way, once you're free labor, you get 50 acres of land just because you're free labor, see? So we're going to cut you in on this deal. We're going to let you enter into contracts. We're going to let you testify in court, and here's the best of all. We're going to put you on the slave patrol to keep those people in line.
Slave patrol.
The idea was you're still going to
Uncle
get
Tom's. We still Black Europeans. Like
we still aren't going to really empower you or change your economic subordination, but we're going to make you honorary members of this team.
Here's a really fucking crazy one right here. So this is, says, another day, another one of them folks caught raping children. Phoenix Sun superfan Mr. O-R-N-G arrested for child sexual exploitation and child sex trafficking. Patrick Batillo, once again, white fella, Patrick Batillo, sex offender, 37, offered cash to boys for explicit photos and videos. Patrick Batillo, white fella, 37 years old, offered cash to boys for explicit photos and videos. Let's see what happened. We're gonna play this video. Y'all ready?
Superfan known as Mr. Orange. His real name is Patrick Batillo. Now, he is the head basketball coach at Peoria High School. He's under arrest right now, accused of asking kids to set explicit photographs in exchange for money. He just made his initial appearance in court moments ago. Detectives say he was asking kids to send him pictures and videos of themselves in explicit positions in exchange for money. He's being held on $100,000 bond, being forced to wear an ankle monitor if he does bail out. Now, police also arrested a teacher he was working with in high school. This is Holly Holgate. Detectives
white lady with glasses
about the investigation, and he left campus before police could question him. He was a volunteer in her class. She's now being charged with failure to report child abuse. The school telling us today both passed background checks, that they're working with police and doing all they can to help and protect anyone who came forward to report this. They'll have social workers and counselors on campus to help. And we've done a lot of stories.
Oh, I got a PSA too. What's that, a public service announcement? I'm not going to tell you guys where I got this from, who I got this from. But remember, I was doing, and that's part of the reason I re-released the episode earlier about white supremacist groups, you know what I'm saying, and those organizations that are live and kicking here in Wisconsin. This one, because I came across a post from someone I know, and they put the information out there. It says, beware, this letter is currently being circulated in Milwaukee. I'm not going to tell you who sent it. Once again, beware, this letter is currently being circulated in Milwaukee. This isn't a joke. I'm not making this up. So, in this letter was produced and written and sent out from West Allis, Wisconsin. Okay? West Allis, Wisconsin. That's where this letter has originated from. Okay, and I'll tell you, because they titled it and everything. They, you know what I'm saying? They ain't got no problem with saying who they are. It ain't like they wrote this shit and just on some anonymous shit. So here it is. The letter says, it's on like, looks like either some white or light yellowish paper, whatever. Anyway, this is what it says. It says, Hitler was right. That's what this letter says. And it says, that's right. This most extraordinary figure of modern time was indeed right. Okay, now first of all, I'm going to tell you who wrote this. This is from the New Order racist group. They got the swastika. It's N is in Nancy, E-W, so new, and then order. And the O, it's black, and then on the inside of it, it has the swastika symbol on it. So New Order, P.O. Box 27486. They got a P.O. box and everything. And they're out of Milwaukee. This organization is out of Milwaukee. Oh yeah, Milwaukee. I'm sorry, I said West Allis. My apologies. My fucking apologies. Although there are racist people in West Allis. But this letter is from the New Order racist ass Nazi group. P.O. box 27486. And this is out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 53227. Oh, wait, is that the West Allis area? Because I think Michelle told me that zip code is West Allis. Because West Allis is in Milwaukee County, right? So, okay, so it might be West Allis then. But they have it headed Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53227. So I think that actually is the West Allis area then. I'm going to check, but you guys can check. Just look up area code 53227. You don't have to be mad at me, but Milwaukee, West Dallas, same shit, kinda. There's white racist people in every area. But this is from the New Order. Punk ass, white racist, fucking asshole, bitch group. This is what they're saying on this letter. They wrote it. I'm just reading it. It says, Hitler was right. That's right. This most extraordinary figure of modern times was indeed right. He was right when he raised the banner of Aryan truth against alien corruption and lies. He was right when he proclaimed anew the eternal laws of life to a world which had forgotten. He was right when he ordered the sick materialism of both communism and finance capitalism. He was right when he gave a hungry, humiliated people work and bread and raised it up. He was right when he showed mankind a better way. He was right when he gave the world a vision of a nobler future. He was right when he sought peace among the peoples of Europe and the world. He was right when he fought against overwhelming odds for that which is right and true. He was right when he gave his life for a better world to come. Hitler was a bitch. You hear me? Anyone white that's listening, you're racist, you're a bitch. And turn my podcast off. But this is the stuff that's going on out here. While people are probably like, why is dude always talking about race? Why is he always talking about race? Because this stuff. And these people ain't even trying to be like conspicuous or hide it or nothing like that. They label this. Go look it up. Go look on Facebook. It's this letter. They titled it at the bottom. And it says, for details, send $1 to New Order, P.O. Box 27486, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53227. So yeah, Michelle's right. That's the West Dallas area. There's a lot of white racism going on. I don't go out there for nothing. There ain't nothing in West Dallas for me. Ain't nothing out there for me. That's why I was saying, like, when we were planning our trip to California and stuff like that, Michelle had to see... She didn't tell me about it, but she was just doing it when she was looking up like hotels or whether we were going to do an Airbnb, you know, that kind of stuff. She was literally like figuring that into her, you know, she was looking for places like the demographics, like what's the racial makeup and all that stuff. Looking at like the possible Airbnbs or hotels, looking if there's like racism or complaints and all that stuff, because we don't want to be around any of that shit. And it's out here, man. So if people are tired of me talking about it, then like I said, you know what to do. You know what to do. Go find another one. Yeah, but this is a letter written by this New Order group. It's a racist-ass, punk-ass group. Yeah. This letter needs to be turned in, and they need to find who these people are. Because some of these people in these white racist groups, some of these people are police officers. There's a story here out of Wisconsin. Matter of fact, I'm going to pull that up later. There's a, they're part of the Oath Keepers. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go on and pull that up right now. Give me a second. I am going to look that up right now. Let's see. Okay, so here is the report. This is from the Badger Report. This is a nonpartisan, nonprofit investigative journalism group in Wisconsin. And this article is from November 1st, 2023. Names of Wisconsin cops found on Oath Keepers membership list. So the Oath Keepers is a white racist organization. For those of you who have been living under a rock or don't believe that it exists, you can go online and look it up. An investigation by the Badger Project discovered the names of three Milwaukee area police officers among the 38,000 on the leaked list. There's 38,000 just on the leaked list. You know there's more than that. There's always more than what numbers get reported. An investigation by the Badger Project discovered the names of three Milwaukee area police officers among the 38,000 on the leaked list. So there's an Oath Keepers list. Y'all can go check it out. As a matter of fact, I'm going to probably end up doing a podcast on that and read some of their names, put them out there. So here is this article. This is by Peter Cameron from the Badger Project. It says the names of at least three active police officers in the Milwaukee area are on a leaked membership list for the far-right anti-government group, the Oath Keepers. An investigation by the Badger Project found two of the officers, Corey Dale Fuller and Ryan T. Bowe, that's B as in boy, O-W-E, worked for the Bayside Police Department just a few miles north of the city of Milwaukee. Yeah, for those aren't familiar, Bayside is a suburb of Milwaukee. It's probably maybe 20-minute drive from downtown Milwaukee. About, you know, less than a 10-minute drive from Glendale. They're all, like, right next to each other. Once again, the names of at least three active police officers in the Milwaukee area are on a leaked membership list for the far-right anti-government group, the Oath Keepers. An investigation by the Badger Project found two other officers, Corey Dale Fuller and Ryan T. Bowe, worked for the Bayside Police Department just a few miles north of the city of Milwaukee. A third, David J. Larscheid, that's Larscheidt, is a 22-year veteran in the Milwaukee Police Department. So now I'm going to see if I can pull up some video on that too so y'all can hear this shit. Yep. Because that's what I was saying. Some of these, you know, Oath Keeper people, some of these people in these white racist groups and shit like that, they'll be police officers, firefighters, correction officers, you know what I'm saying? Security guards and shit. So they'll be, you know, and a lot of them, a lot of the white officers work in the Milwaukee area, and they don't even live here. They live in Waukesha, Oshkosh, Oconomowoc, Delafield, Waukesha, way on the far south side of Milwaukee, South Milwaukee, all that shit. And then they'll be coming here just for work. And they already don't like black people. You know what I'm saying? And like I was saying, some of these people would be racist already. And then you give them a badge and a gun? Come on, man. Get the fuck out of here.
And a concerning connection. A new analysis shows 81 government officials across the United States have ties to an extremist anti-government group known as the Oath Keepers.
And six of them are from Wisconsin. Our Sam Kramer took a closer look at the data. He joins us live in the studio to break it down, Sam.
So to be clear, the mere inclusion of someone's name on this list does not mean that person was a member of the Oath Keepers. But tonight, one of the leaders on that list says she broke away from the group after a month. She still calls it the biggest mistake of her life. Months after millions of records were leaked to a journalism nonprofit, a new Anti-Defamation League Center on Extremism report shows just how far the Oath Keepers could reach in the U.S. The group, formed by former paratrooper Stuart Rhodes, presents itself as a militia ready to defend the Constitution. The analysis found more than 38,000 names involved with Oath Keepers, including these six elected officials in Wisconsin.
Look, we got six of them. Look at this white lady. She's part of them Oath Keepers.
The only one to agree to an interview Wednesday.
I've had a lot of stupid moments in my life, and this was by far one of the most stupid things that I've done.
The Army veteran says she lives by the oath she swore to uphold. Right around 2009.
Hold on, just pause for a second. These people ain't sorry about what they did. They're sorry they got caught. Because had they not got caught, they would have still been doing the bullshit. And if you think there's only six, you're crazy.
Blair says she thought she was entering a group of like-minded people. Instead, she divorced the group a month later.
I didn't do a thorough job of researching them. But it was pretty darn quickly that I realized that their philosophy absolutely did not mirror my own.
LeClaire denounced those who stormed the Capitol on January 6th of last year. Dozens of Oath Keepers have been arrested for their involvement that day as LeClaire looks to distance herself from the group.
Some of you white people gotta raise your kids better. They become the January 6th rioters and shit.
Again, inclusion on this list does not guarantee that the official was a member. Madison Alderman Gary Halverson says he was misled and quit 2 months after, while Sullivan trustee Randy McHugh tells us he can neither confirm nor deny membership in the Oath Keepers. Ted, Sam Kramer, thanks.
If you're looking for an opportunity to earn more,
members reacting today, her name appearing on the membership roll
of a far-right extremist group tied to the January 6th.
Here's another article.
Now that information was leaked today and includes 38,000 names who at one time joined the Oath Keepers. Many of the people work in law enforcement, serve in the military, or hold elected office.
Told you.
Jason Zimmerman has been going over that.
Think I'm just sitting here making shit up.
Tammy, I just spoke to Darla LeClaire, who is the vice president of the Two Rivers City Council. She says she joined Oath Keepers back in 2009, but then resigned 2 months later after being misled about what she says
the organization actually stands for. Lady is full of
shit. The Anti-Defamation League Center on Extremism looked over 38,000 names on a leaked list of Oath Keepers members and identified 370 people it believes currently work in law enforcement, more than 100 current members of the military, more than 80 people were running for or served in public office. The list also includes over 600 signups in Wisconsin, with 14 of those working as law enforcement, military, elected officials, and first responders. However, it is possible many of these people are not active members, which looks
yes, they are. It don't matter if they're active or not. They're a part of that shit, and they think that way. And some of them Oath Keepers were in the January 6th attack. It said 26 of them were identified. So that means there were more. It's probably double that. So I'm going to get out of here for now, go get some food, and then go do some Earth Day cleanup, and I'll holler at y'all later. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the Styles P on the way out. I'm going to get it queued up. Got to figure out which one I'm going to play today. This catalog is extensive.
Presence coming soon, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I figured I'd take a bop shot, smoke
love
some,
you.
Talk my shit, you know?
I'll take Charlie out.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Like talk to shit. SP, y'all. Outro. Have a great day.
Give a fuck about your list of 100 rappers you pick. 100 rappers in the room and 97 is bitch. Everybody got a form. Everybody got a watch. Most of these niggas can't even ride around these blocks. I'ma die around the G's, you gon' die around the opps.
Yoda with the baking soda.
Slide around the pot. Wanna get a couple bricks, nigga, slide around the spot. Wanna see a nigga clip, nigga, slide around the clock. If one nigga pop, then they all pop. I ain't got a gun, then somebody drinking Clorox. Yeah, bleach in his mouth like a white load, a white clothes. Knife would take the fat off his body like it was Lipo. This nigga probably touching the kids like he was Michael. Chill, go, she way too far, you get your rifles. I fuck around, relax. It's hoodie season and they sorta want the OP back. Tell these rappers to take a knee or they can get kneecapped. Now who's the top boy? I'm the top man. Top guns stacked up in the stock bin. Got close to the streets like I did. None of your eyelids, you ever get to see my gun. Couple niggas wanted me dead, never seen me run. They got the automatic shotties, now I need me one. Chill boy, you rapping too flavor. These rappers is agents, and I don't mean that 6ix9ine nigga. I seen a lot of niggas fold, even big time niggas. That's why I'm trying to get buckets like a 6ix9ine nigga. On Sunday on TNT, yeah, I'm in prime nigga. When I'm down in Miami, know I'm with slime nigga. Cause New York get the bloody money, crow cash too. Niggas get all up in their feelings when you don't pass food. Catch the lick, keep it moving if you won't blast fools. I pop shit, pull a hawk and tell them whole act too. Yeah, you could get bucky, my nigga, but get yucky. Sorta like the mom when they told them to hit lucky. I'ma hit the mattress, my nigga, I'm looking scruffy. The shot was muffled, grab a duffel and can't touch your ghost.
Peace and blessings. This is DBJ. It is Monday, April 22nd, right, baby?
22nd, yeah.
April 22nd, it is. All these, this month's going so fast. It's April 22nd, Monday. Hope life's treating everyone well. This is the Cold World Podcast. Me and Michelle are in the lab. We're chilling, working, getting content together. So I thought I'd start the day off with a little SP for y'all. It's off the mixtape. Enjoy, and then we'll get to the content. And thanks for listening.
Let's get it, nigga. Going off the 6 man. It's the it man. Gospel. Gonna hit your nostril like Tristan.
getting money on the island, getting skin tint. I don't give a fuck about walls or rim rims. Graffiti like Rainbow on Beach Street. I swing heads, used to sling rims. Know about the flim flims. Three car money, beat the deuce twice. Lose your rent money, you're on dice on a loose night. And watch it turn into a tight night. I ain't Meek Mill, but I can
it's
tell
Earth
you
Day too, y'all. Go clean some up. We're going to.
But I mean the mountain bike. Hit the brakes, hit his face. Shit is looking fountain like hammer in a book bag. Niggas never seen it come. Never.
We're exposing racists and pedophiles today, y'all. Just so y'all know. If you want to check something else out, go do it now, because that's what we're talking about today.
Drop a couple pounds, still got weight. Yeah, I'm crooked, but I got straight. Hit my whole six, but I pop eight. So I empty out, squeeze another two. Out another gun, I'm coming through to leave.
It's just music, y'all. Just entertainment.
Bitch weave and you click C through D dash block, but you already knew it. D
block,
stay home, cause you ain't going through it, niggas. Gun talk, money talk, and I speak.
It ain't no worse than the movies and all that shit we watch on TV.
I said it twice, so you really scared to be scared. So if I'm scared, you should really fear.
Really though,
truly yours, sincerely. It's like I came to a letter end. Blow your brains out, couldn't find a better end. I love my gun a lot, I couldn't find a better friend. You should tell them that the ghost back. Pounds of them sours on deck, get your float back.
Get your float on, nigga.
D-Block, we up in this bitch. Light that shit up, drink that shit up, do whatever the fuck you do, we out. Ghost.
We'll roll a little more out since I was talking all over the other. We'll just play about 30 seconds of this, just the first verse.
And you tried in the fire, never burned my flesh. May I learn my lessons, may I learn my steps. I indulged in the dirt, yeah, I earned my mess. And I hurt a lot of people, I deserve my stress. Show a lot of people my words who prefer my best. May you open up my heart and my third eye legs. Then I saw too much, let my third eye rest.
Damn.
Such a foolish thing to do. You be blind to the truth, but the truth ain't blind to you. Yeah, fool could figure that. Well, my soul to the river, it told me it's swimming back. Mama praying for a safe night. Can't die for venom, I'm too used to snake bites. All these niggas here is my brake lights. Used to the dark, I never come with a safe light. It goes wrong, it goes wrong. I know that my fate's right.